Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World with Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, who in a recent podcast spoke admiringly, as I do, of Jim Buckley, who was elected to the U.S. Senate in the troubled 1970s and served for several years representing the state of New York. He is the brother of Bill Buckley, the founder of National Review Online. I had occasion once to interview the senator when a book he wrote later in life in these last 10 years about how Congress can fix itself. And the chief recommendation was work together. Victor, you also met Jim Buckley. I don't want to say he's old style. I want to say that we could welcome more Jim Buckleys in the U.S. Senate. He regarded the Democrats as his colleagues. He regarded it a privilege to work on national policy. He didn't see it as a zero-sum game. Is it possible we can get back to there? Who was the Buckley you knew, Victor? We have a couple of minutes.
I think he was the Buckley that you knew, John. I met him in a couple of lectures. He was a gentleman of the old school, perfectly spoken, impeccably polite, never had a cross word to say about anyone. Very strong, Roman Catholic, very much a devout person of faith. And he believed in decorum. And I think one of the reasons that he did not go beyond one term in the Senate was he was unwilling to do this sort of things that has now become commonplace in politics, the attack ads, the innuendos, and all of that. But I don't think it really mattered, because he wrote very extensively, and he wrote, I don't just mean books, but he served on a number of committees. He was a federal judge. So he had a very rich and long life, and he was active to the very end. But he was always considered, he didn't get the attention that William F. Buckley did, but he was not a provocateur like William F. Buckley.
30 seconds, I don't mean that as a pejorative. Victor. And your memory of him now, is it possible that we could return the Senate to those approaches that Jim Buckley used?
I think they're cyclical. I think people are getting tired of the antics and the violence and all of the extremism. So we go through those cycles in American history. We've been like this before, and we've been like the era of Jim Buckley before. So I think it will return.
James Lane Buckley, March 1923, August 2023. Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, writing in American Greatness, and I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.